This recording,
Lithuania
1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
So Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusual mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I was born in 1967 in Vilnius, Lithuania, and Lithuania was a former Soviet Republic. I had a pretty good family, mom and dad, and also I was lucky having my grandparents. And why I'm saying lucky, because after the World War II, a lot of us did not have grandparents. They vanished, disappeared, were dead. So I was very lucky. My dad was a sailor and my mom was a bookkeeper. But my dad was out of the house most of the time. So he was 6 months away from the house, and for 2 months he was back home. And when I try to count how long I stayed with my dad, so I think it was maybe 5 years at most. So that was very little, but he left a great impact on my life. And I have a sister. She is 4 years younger than I am. And that makes a very big difference, because I grew up in the late 60s and she grew up in the beginning of the 70s. That was a very, very different era, completely different era. And in 1991, when Soviet Union collapsed, that was, for most of us, that was a disaster. Because we had a lot of great benefits, we never thought about them, but when we lost these benefits, we actually could compare. We had free housing. When I say free housing, but that was truly free. So that means we had apartments with our names on the title. And basically, younger generation, unfortunately, stayed with the parents for many years, because it usually took maybe from 1 year to 10 years to get these apartments from the government. But again, if they got them, it was free. Also, we did not have to pay a lot of utilities. The only thing we had to pay for electricity.